is Dr. Mejia, the team of the patient Maria Lopez, medical records 119037, date of birth 8/12/1940, referring physician Dr. Rafael Pinheiro, P-I-N-E-E-R-O. Procedure performed, EGD, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, April 9, 2022. Indications, dysphagia, history of achalasia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, ulcerated and there's a small stricture in the distal esophagus with ulcerated margins, biopsies taken. Number 2, this is gastritis. Number 3, otherwise normal EGD, pure paragraph depth insertion, second portion of the duodenum, complications, non-immediate medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Opera procedures for EGD template, pure paragraph findings, otherwise a pianoma, pure paragraph esophagus. There's a ulcerated stricture in the distal esophagus period. The scope was used as dilator. Suture was dilated using the scope as dilator. Pure biopsies were taken, pure paragraph. Also, biopsies were taken for mid and proximal esophagus, allow eosinophilic esophagitis, pure paragraph. In the stomach, there's erythema and erosions in the antrum body. Biopsies taken, large pylori, pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, on 3 flow measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical. Number 5, we start a patient on protonic polymerase inhibitor BID. Next number, patient need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to evaluate ulceration in distal esophagus as well as to evaluate the possible need for further dilation. Next number, we will consider doing an esophageal manometry to confirm whether the patient does have achalasia period and whether there's any further treatment that is needed for that period. And notification.